Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We're here, Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball. Rob Manfred had some things to say to Major League Baseball. He wants to expand the playoffs or keep them expanded. I don't know if it's 16, but he wants that number expanded out as they push forward. He also wants to, I'll let him tell you about extra innings and that runner starting on second base.
I think the one that has the most appeal across the industry is probably the extra inning rule. There's a lot of strategy associated with it for fans. They know when they got to get focused on the end of the game. And for players, you know, it kind of limits the outside of that extra inning envelope.
Bear with me on this, because I know that there are a lot of people against it. And I know I'm fighting an uphill battle, just as Rob Manfred probably is. Baseball is the one sport out of all of them. Hockey, football, basketball, any sport you can find, that has to get away from and can't use an answer of that's the way we've always done it. More so than any of them. More so than any of them. They're the one that's steeped in tradition most, but I think that they're the one most that has the most to lose if they continue to be steeped in tradition. And by doing that, by infusing that element of having that runner at second base, I thought it brought a spark. I thought Rob Manfred was, he gets so much wrong. But I thought he was right in what he says is the element of strategy, the element of excitement, and the instant, oh my gosh, this almost feels like sudden death. Even though baseball in the bottom of the extra innings is sudden death anyway. But from here on out, there's excitement right out of the chute. I know I'm fighting an uphill battle. I love it to start extra innings. I love
it. Here's the thing. I have grown, after seeing it several times this year, somewhat accustomed to it. And I don't hate it on its face. I don't hate it because it breaks with tradition or because it's something new and different. But I'm left asking myself this question, Colin. When we talk about whether it's starting with runners on second base in extra innings or whether it's introducing the three-batter minimum for relief pitchers, if we're doing this stuff to shorten games, but pick up the pace of games, right? And then it's not working because the average game was longer than it's ever been before in the history of baseball this year. So if that's the case, and Rob Manfred has been pretty clear in the past about, hey, we got to do something about the pace of play and the length of games, then it's not working. If it's to protect player health and welfare and all that, and to not have to worry about position players pitching in the bottom of the 16th and things like that, okay, that's fine. I'm on board with it. But baseball still has to do something to figure out why their games are getting longer and longer and longer, because that's driving the average everyday sports fan who maybe isn't a baseball first fan away as much, if not more so, than a 14 or 15 inning game.
Oh, yeah, I don't disagree with you. They need to do something in order to shorten the game, not when it gets to the 10th inning, but shorten the game between innings 4 and 7 and expedite it a little more. I'm totally with you. And I think that the pitch clock kind of does that. I think keeping guys in the box does that. But whenever you want to sell ads and sell so many ads, those inning breaks are so long that you got to decide one or the other. Do we want to make all the money we can or don't we? You know, I mean, you don't need to tell me about that. Like, I know the way that it works. It's do you want those inning breaks or not? And that's the pace of play when you have the stagnant time and the time that there aren't even guys on the field. It's in between innings, you know. So that said, I think that's where the rub is. But well, you can in effect shorten the game to some degree by shortening the end of it doing this.
But we're at the and again, I don't hate the runner on second to start extra innings on its face. I don't. It didn't take long for me to become accustomed to it, and there are some elements of strategy that go into how you play it on either side when you start that way. So it doesn't drive me nuts. But again, we're at a point where we're inserting 15 and 30-second adds in the middle of innings. Like, as a batter's walking to the plate, we're inserting ads. So I get it. And look, we understand, both of us, I think, that you got to maximize the ad revenue, right? It's the way of the modern world, and I understand that. But if that's the case, if you can insert a 15 or 30-second ad in the middle of an inning, then give me 15 or 30 seconds back in between innings maybe and see if we can't do something about the length of games there. And maybe it's a matter of, you know, the way modern strategy has gone, and starters only go four or five innings in some cases, and you're changing relievers in mid-inning three or four times a game, and those breaks and those stoppages. But again, if Rob Manfred is still legitimately concerned about the length of games, that's still something he's going to have to figure out.
Or we could just have him as the Pittsburgh FanDuels, and everybody's last name is Shenderovich on their uniform, and they could have, you know, Century 3 Chevy on their helmets, and Comcast on their going across their pants, and like, I think there's something to be said about that for uniform advertising and more in your face advertising. Mm-hmm. That very well could happen moving forward.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.